Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some more gardening tips. Today I'll share some information about a common garden pest known as the cutworm. I've recently found some in my own garden and the damage is easy to recognize. Cutworms chew through the base of soft stems of young plants like seedlings. The result is that you will find the top of the plant relatively still intact but completely cut off where the stem comes out of the ground, hence the name cutworm. Cutworms can also eat roots and underground stems. Dig a little around your plant and you will find a black or greyish-brown, disgusting-looking worm curled up into a C shape and fast asleep after having eaten your best plants. Cutworms are actually the larvae or caterpillar form of a particular family of moths. The female adult moth lays eggs on the soil or on the bottom part of plants close to the soil. When they hatch, the worms make their way into the soil and are quite easy to find because they live only 1 or 2 centimeters deep under the soil. Once the cutworms have eaten to their heart's content and have reached their full larvae size, they then tunnel down into the soil to pupate for a few weeks until later when they are ready to emerge as moths. The moths are harmless to your plants. It is when they are in their caterpillar stage that they feed on your plants. They hide underground during the day and come out from under the soil at night. In the dark, they crawl around until they find a plant that they like, and they then burrow down into the soil next to the plant. From this position, they then chew through the stem, making the entire plant topple over or wilt. So because cutworms live in the soil, it is advisable to search the soil before you plant young seedlings. Use a hand spade to dig around and break up the soil to search for them. You can also sift the soil to try to find them before planting. An eco-friendly control method is to use the brown cardboard old toilet paper roll. Push a roll over your seedlings and about 3 centimeters deep into the ground. This creates a collar to protect your seedlings and the cardboard will disintegrate as the plant grows. Because cutworms are nocturnal and only emerge at nighttime, you can also put down bait in the evenings near your plants to lure the worms out. A safe and easy homemade bait is to mix some oats with a bit of water and sugar and place little heaps of the mixture close to your plants. You would then need to go outside with a torch later on to collect any cutworms. You can also place the bait down a few days before planting so that you catch them before the plants go in the ground. Cutworms are a great favorite with several bird species, so any that you collect can be left out for birds like the hardy-dar ibis to find. Hardy-dars also have an especially elongated beak that they use to scratch the soil or lawn, probing for insects or worms. Don't disturb them if you find them in your garden because they are good at digging out lots of worms. And lastly, there are also chemical cutworm baits available. These are toxic, so use them as a last resort only. Make sure to use gloves when applying the bait and keep your pets away from the area. So that's all from me for today. For more info about gardening, visit my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a wonderful weekend.